Now, in ice hockey, this week represents the anniversary of Andre Payet taking over as player coach of the Sheffield Steel Dogs. We've been asking him how it's gone and what made him come to England in the first place.
I'd had a few really bad injuries and I was ending my career at the AHL level back in North America, and I'd had the opportunity to come over to Coventry, and I'd always said at the end of my career I wanted to try to use hockey to see the world, and it was just supposed to be for a year and it's ended up being eight now, and I'm still playing, so that's the way things work out. I've really enjoyed my time in the UK, and I've had a lot of life experiences here.
It's been 12 months since you took over as player coach of the Sheffield Steel Dogs. This time last year they were bottom of the Premier League, now the team's challenging for the title. What have you done to sort of turn fortunes around?
Well, really, we've only added four players from last year. It's just been hard work, you know, making them believe they're a team and that they can compete with anybody, and, you know, putting a system in place that everybody believes in, and just shows you when everybody works together what can be achievable.
You're someone who's known for your physical approach to ice hockey. How have you had to adapt your style since coming over to England?
Well, I've had to change my style, obviously, being a coach. When I was just a player, you know, I still played a lot, you know, a real physical game, and not that I don't stick up for my teammates now, but being a coach, you know, I try to stay out of the penalty box as much as possible and, you know, be a leader to my teammates. But, you know, it's a good game over here, and, you know, I've just really enjoyed my time in Sheffield coaching and, you know, trying to teach a lot of the British kids and even, you know, my imports as well, you know, what I've learned throughout my years in North America. You know, I've had four NHL Coach of the Years that I've played under, and I think I have a lot to offer and a lot of experiences to pass on, and I just really, really have enjoyed coaching.
Just looking ahead then, I mean, you might have partly answered there, but what are your plans for the Steel Dogs moving forward?
I think this year it's to compete as hard as possible and see where we end up. We're in a cup semifinal, and that was one of our goals, and, you know, the playoffs will be another goal, and to finish as high as we possibly can. You know, and obviously eventually the goal is to win a league. If it's this year, great. I mean, my plan is probably a three-year plan, and that's what I'm aiming for.
When the Sheffield Steel Dogs originally signed you, it was just as a player. How did the coaching position come about?
I came in as a player, and within 4 weeks of me being here, the team was in dead last, and the owner, Shane Smith, asked me to maybe think about taking over, and I was just at a period in my life that I was ready for a new challenge, and I'd always wanted to be involved in coaching, and, you know, hopefully that's where my calling is.
How do you go about making the Steel Dogs more prominent in the public's eye, especially when you consider that you've got a competition literally across the road from the Steelers?
Well, you know, it's always tough. You know, we got probably the, you know, one of the best organizations in British ice hockey next door. Most passionate ice hockey fans are in Sheffield. That's why I think that, you know, the two teams can coexist and really help each other out. You know, it's two different entities. You know, the Steelers have, I think, 11 imports. You know, I only have three, and all my other guys are from Sheffield. So, you know, it's two different things. It's two different styles of hockey. You know, it's working well, and there's enough hockey to go around for people to come watch us and Steelers as well.
We talked earlier about comparing ice hockey over here to North America. What about off the ice? How have you sort of adapted to life in England?
Well, I do love the English way of life. Yesterday was my day off. I took a book and went to the pub and had a few pints. You know, I really enjoy that. You know, Sheffield's such a great place. You know, the Pennines are right there. Downtown Sheffield is beautiful. There's everything you need, all over Sheffield. And, you know, it's been awesome. I mean, I've had 5 years in Newcastle, and that was really good, too. And I had a year in Coventry, and I love that, too. So I've just loved all my experiences in the UK so far.
As much as you do seem to be enjoying England, what do you miss most about Canada? And I will be disappointed if poutine doesn't come somewhere in your answer.
Yeah, I do enjoy a poutine once in a while. I got a guy over here, Ron, I think it's Ron's Diner or whatever, he does me cheesy chips with gravy. That's about as close as we're going to get to it. But as you get older, my parents are getting older, you know, you miss your family, of course, and your friends, and, you know, it's just part of life. I've always moved about, so, but as you get older, you start to, you know, maybe get that itch a little bit more that you miss home, but I'll be going home in April for a couple of months. I'm really looking forward to that.
And you mentioned before about a couple of pints here and there. And when you're not working, you know, what else do you like to do to relax?
I really like going for walks in the Pennines. We have memberships at Living Well Gym at the Hilton. We go, you know, I love to go work out, and we do, you know, two spin classes a week as a team. And so I spend a lot of time there. And then I also do all the marketing and sponsorship for the club as well. So, you know, really it's full time, as well as being, you know, the general manager of all hockey decisions as well. So I'm pretty much have about five different hats that I'm wearing. So You know, I'm usually at the office in the morning. I get done at 5, 6, and then also I got training at night and weekends games. So it's pretty busy, but I've always wanted to do this, so I'm learning a lot and just hit the ground running, I guess.
Oh, it sounds like you have done. And then just finally, whenever your time may be up with the Steel Dogs, what plans and ambitions do you have yourself in the future?
It's a bit, pretty much to coach at the highest level as I can, you know, but right now I have a job with the Steel Dogs. You know, until I win the league here, I'm here for the long haul. I've put too much blood and sweat in so far to just, you know, pack up and leave at some point. So I'll get what I need to get done here first, and then if ever a job opportunity comes about, I'd always look at it. I'd love to coach, you know, in North America at some point.
Bubble Heaven on BBC Radio Sheffield. That's Andre Payet, the player coach of the Sheffield Steel Dogs ice hockey team.